The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Boxing Day sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store and Barangaroo Stores only.
Hi there, John Adderley.
Hi, Chris. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. We start a little soberly. Holiday deaths.
I'm afraid so, yeah. Three British tourists, including a child, have died after the 4x4 they were in crashed off a bridge in a remote area of southern Iceland. It happened this morning. Their rented Toyota Land Cruiser with seven people on board, all of them thought to be British, crashed through a railing of a one-lane bridge, fell around 8 metres onto a riverbank. The other four in the vehicle, two adults and two children, airlifted to hospital in the capital Reykjavik with serious injuries. Police are saying the road wasn't thought to be icy, but maybe humidity made the surface slippery. They had a tour guide amongst the first on the scene who said it was a horrible sight. The vehicle was a total wreck and they struggled to get everyone out. So our thoughts clearly with those British tourists who were killed or seriously injured in that crash.
Terrible. A security risk from Brexit, John.
Yeah, Theresa May insists that her Brexit deal protects security, but MPs have already been raising concerns about the level of UK access to European security measures like databases on criminals, that kind of thing, if we leave without a deal. And now the head of police in London, that's the Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick, has said there could be cost and public safety consequences if access to these databases and cooperation over things like arresting and extraditing suspects in the European Union quickly, if those systems had to be replaced because there was no Brexit deal, she said, yes, more costly, undoubtedly, slower, undoubtedly, and potentially, yes, it could put the public at risk, no doubt about that. And, Chris, as you can probably guess, it strengthens the argument from those who say the best way to keep the UK safe is keep things exactly as they are and stay in the European Union, reverse Brexit. It has to be one of the options still as MPs decide whether to accept or throw out Theresa May's deal when they talk about it all again in January.
Yeah, they just won't accept what the vote was. Now, the Antarctic race.
33-year-old US explorer Colin O'Brady, he finished in 53 days and has now become the first person to cross Antarctica alone and unassisted. It was a 921-mile journey in extreme conditions. And the man he beat was a Brit, 49-year-old British Army Captain Lou Rudd. And apparently they met for the first time at a hotel bar in Chile just a few days before they set off. And it was kind of a gentleman's agreement that they would have separate attempts and they'd turn it into a kind of an unofficial competition. So occasionally spotting each other on the horizon as little specks on the horizon. They were on their own all this time. They had to pull a heavy sled 12 to 13 hours a day. Now, the thing is, although the US Explorer won, Captain Rudd felt that he'd won anyway, although actually he's still a few hours away from finishing. I think he's due to finish about this time tomorrow. Now, the reason he's a winner is because he was doing this in honour of his friend, a fellow British soldier, Henry Worsley.
Oh.
He started out on doing this trip 2 years ago. We may have spoken to your listeners about it 2 years ago. He was rescued 30 miles from the finish line. So he was almost there. They rescued him because he fell ill. They thought he was going to recover in hospital, but he sadly died. Mm. Now, Captain Rudd says he was carrying Henry Worsley's flag, the flag that Henry carried with him on all his journeys, to make sure the flag went all the way and completed the journey in his colleague's honour.
Oh, just brilliant. These are brave and very generous people. That's fantastic to hear. Good on you, John. Thank you.